Thank you. Are there any other interventions? Shall we move to the next? All right. Since there are no more questions for the floor, I propose we close this agenda item. I thank delegations for their constructive engagement. We will now spend the remainder of the morning on this, on the issue of victim assistance. For the first time in Protocol 5, the states parties to the CCW recognize the importance of assisting the victim, the victims of explosive remnants of war. States parties to Protocol 5 in Article 8, Item 2, committed to the following. Each high contracting party in a position to do so shall provide assistance for the care and rehabilitation and social and economic reintegration of victims of explosive remnants of war. Such assistance may be provided inter alia through the United Nations system. Relevant international, regional, or national organizations or institutions, the International Committee of the Red Cross, National Red Cross, and Red Crescent Societies, and their International Federation, non-governmental or organizations, or on bilateral basis. Close of quote. The discussion on victim assistance will be initiated by a panel chaired by the United Nations Mine Action Service, abbreviated as UNMAS. The panel will consist of representatives from ERW-affected states, Afghanistan, Iraq, Laos, PDR, and the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, abbreviated as ICBL. Now I invite the panelists to come to the podium. Welcome to all of you. The chair of this panel will be Ms. Agnes Marcoyo, Director of UNMAS, United Nations Mine Action Services, in the United Nations Peacekeeping Department. During a distinguished career of 25-plus years with the United Nations, Ms. Marcoyo has worked in the fields of disarmament and arms control, political and peacekeeping affairs, holding a variety of positions in New York, Geneva, The Hague, Iraq, and Cambodia. During her career, we made just an abbreviated introduction here. Ms. Marcoyo is a lawyer and a political scientist and the laureate of the French Postgraduate Institute for National Defense Studies, as well as a NATO fellow and a fellow of the United Nations Disarmament Fellowship Program. She is also known for her work on the advancement of women in peace and security, for her research on the public-private partnerships. In 2017, on behalf of UNMAS, Ms. Marcayo was presented an award for global leadership by the United Nations Foundation. Thank you, Ms. Marcayo, for chairing this panel. The floor is yours.